You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428. 452-CHAT. Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update for the week ending July 28th, 2006. This is the 30th week of the year, the 395th week. I've compiled this information. This is just from the multiple listing service only and just single family residences only. You will read of court books, court confirmation, not confirmation, but court statistics, and they include everything, every sales transactions from condos to land, ranches. So it gives one picture, and it's a good picture to look at. This is just a little more focused. We do miss out on some sales that don't go through the multiple listing service, but the vast, vast majority of sales do. Four of the 24 closed escrows this week sold at equal to the asking price. Nice to see people are hitting the right number. That's what this market is all about. Not for people who hope to sell, but people who want to sell. And some of those numbers were quite high, $2,970,000, $3,340,000. You got to be pretty good. Well, there's a little adjunct to those stories I'm not going to get into, but you got to be pretty good to just hit the right number, $1,295,000 and $989,000 on those sales. First category is new listings. New listings for the week ending July 28, 2006. 37 new listings hit the books, which is a good number. I guess I should compile, now that we're well into the year, what we've been averaging so you can relate to how that compares. I think this year, as we've discussed, we have a huge influx of new listings, and the standard inventory is up 50% from what it was last year. And so it's been consistent, probably, you know, maybe in more in the 40s new listings per week. Last week was low at 29, so we're back up at 37. A low for the 37 new listings at $779,000 on Butte Drive. Well, it's like a deja vu. And a high of $25 million on Sycamore Canyon Road. God, why do I feel like I've already read these numbers? Is this the new week? Must be. 11 of the 37, almost the third, listed under $1 million, a median price $1,575,000 for those 37 new listings. Second category, opened escrows, 30 lucky people opened escrow. Now, that's a big number. Last week, 24, week 4, 25. We've been in the 20s. We had 30 a couple of weeks ago. So hopefully this is a good sign, because I think just from a gut feel, I haven't really compiled this, I think we've been opening more escrows in these than we did in the earlier part of the year. So maybe that's a good sign. A low of $729,000 on San Andreas, a high of $6.2 million on East Mountain Drive, 13 of the 30, almost half, under $1 million. Median price, just a tick over $1 million, $1,060,000 for the 30 opened escrows. That's what's selling now. This week's sold listings, only 13. So not exactly, what have we been averaging? I have it written down here somewhere. 16.5. 16.5. I used to have it written down. 16.6 per week we average for the first 29 weeks, compared to almost 21 per week on, again, just the single family homes, not counting condos. So this week at 13, last week was only 16. So we want to see some higher numbers, but that's where the average is, 16.6 as of the 29th week. So the 13 closed escrows, a low of $630,000 on Nectarine and a high of $1,575,000 on Cathedral Oaks. Nine of the 13, under $1 million. Median price, $945,000, and that's amazing. haven't seen a lot of that. You know, usually it's not under a million as it is. And then, you know, the median price, the median number was 7 of 13, so it was well under $1 million. Okay, the active inventory, as I mentioned, up 50% from last year. We're looking at 643 active single-family residences. This includes what's in escrow. It's the overall number. Compared to last year, we were at 414. 414. In 04, we were at 405. In 03, we were at 401. So very clustered. When you look at the last 3 years in August, from 03, 04, and 05, you know, within 10 listings, within 13 listings, that was the inventory. 401, 405, and 414, and today 643. Under $1 million, 171. Now that's, I didn't figure this out, but it's got to be over 25% of the 643 listings are actually under $1 million. It's compared to last year at this time, under $1 million, only 79. Only 79. So more inventory, more listings under $1 million. Why is there such high inventory? Are some people sitting there not priced to sell? Probably. You have fewer sales, fewer pendings, so the inventory is going to build up. I don't have the exact answer, but we'll work on it for you for next time, because now we're at the end of the show. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. You stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. You can go to RadioRealEstate.com, and you can listen to past programs. You can search MLS listings throughout California, or call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office, 452-2428, 452-CHAT, if you want to buy or sell a property, or if you have any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.